Sinabi ng pamilya ng lalaking pinigilan ng pulisya kaugnay ng pag-ataking nangyari sa isang moske sa London na lubos silang nasindak at nakikihalo ang kanilang puso sa mga nasugatan sa insidente. Si Darren Osborne, ang 43 taong gulang na ama ng 4 na anak, ay nakilala ng British media bilang mula sa siyudad ng Cardiff sa Wales na inaresto pagkatapos niyang targetin ang mga naglalakad habang ito ay sakay ng isang van na kalapit sa isang moske sa hilagang London noong Lunes. Ang pag-atake ang 4th na insidente sa Britain buhat noong Marso at 3rd may gumamit na sasakyan upang sadyang sagasaan ang mga naglalakad. Pakinggan natin sa ating wika ang ulat ni Maya Jamieson. Kinumpirma ng mga otoridad sa Britain na namatay na ang isang nakakatandang lalaki na tumanggap ng unang lunas bago nangyari ang insidente sa Finsbury Park Mosque, bagamat hindi pa malinaw kung ang kanyang pagkamatay ay dahil sa nangyaring pag-atake. Ayon kay Cressida Dick, komisyoner ng Metropolitan Police ng London, may ilang tao ang nasa hospital ngayon na nasugatan sa naturang insidente.
This was quite clearly an attack on Muslims who looked like they were probably Muslims and they were coming from a prayer meeting. We treat this as a terrorist attack and we in the Met are as shocked as anybody in this local community or across the country.
Samantala, sinabi ng alkalde ng London, Sadiq Khan, na maglalagay sila ng karagdagang pulis sa lugar upang payapain ang publiko.
My message to Londoners and those actually across the country is to be calm but vigilant. There will be an increased visible police and presence in London today at and around mosques and places of worship.
Samantala, kinantsawa naman ng mga nagpoprotesta si punong ministro Theresa May ng Britain pagkatapos dumalaw sa moske. Ito ay kasunod ng galit dahil sa pagkakaantala ng kanyang pagdalaw sa mga biktima ng isa pang trahedya sa siyudad, ang sunog sa Grenfell Tower na pumatay ng 12 ng tao. Sa isang talumpati sa labas ng 10 Downing Street, nangako si Binibining May na ipagpapatuloy nila ang laban sa terror sa anumang paraan.
This was an attack on Muslims near their place of worship. And like all terrorism, in whatever form, it shares the same fundamental goal. It seeks to drive us apart and to break the precious bonds of solidarity and citizenship that we share in this country. We will not let this happen.
Pinuri naman ng pinuno ng oposisyon at lokal na mambabatas Jeremy Corbyn ang serbisyo sa emerhensiya.
I know the people in Muslim Welfare House and the mosque extremely well and the community very well. And I came here last night to talk to the police and the firefighters and ambulance who were here. And I have to say the response by all three emergency services was very timely and very quick.
Sa Cardiff, sinabi naman ng mga kapitbahay ni Darren Osborne na ito ay isang ordinaryong tao. Si Khadija at ang kanyang asawang Pakistani ay nakatira sa katabing pintuan.
You know, he's never unpleasant to me or nothing, and we've only been here since April. And I just didn't suspect him of anything at all, that his views were that strong. And that even hated Muslims, so that's being Muslim as well. Like, so I don't know, it's just a shock that he's done what he's done.
Sinabi naman ni Farad Ahmad, ang imam ng Ahmadiyya Muslim Community, na may biglaang pangangailangan para sa gobyerno na sarahan ang mga plataporma na kung saan kumukulo ang ekstremismo.
We're saying that if there is far-right extremists who are promoting their message, you know, they should be really clamped down on, just as if there are Muslims who are preaching hate to increase extremism in their communities. They need to be clamped down because both of these ideologies are completely wrong and they don't represent any faith at all. If there are universities that are giving platforms to hate preachers from any aspect, far-right extremists or certain Muslims who claim that this is encouraging, this their faith is encouraging this, which it isn't, then any angle which people are promoting extremism through, it needs to be tackled and hate preachers should not get a platform, even on social media. You know, wherever hate preaching is, it should be clamped down on.
SBS Filipino. Sa radio, online at mobile.